Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
You ever call it the peen bag?
No, there's no peens in it, is there?
Yeah, but it's the bag of the peen. Think of it.
Yeah, but it's attached to the peen. It contains no peen.
But doesn't it have some of the root of the peen, like the base of the peen? Isn't that where it's stored?
I think the base of the peen goes above it, so it hangs below the base of the peen, doesn't it? If you feel around your sort of chin rest area,
yeah,
you can feel the sort of, or certainly I can. I can feel the root of my peen.
It's called the stub.
Going right the way back to near my opening.
Your stub, yeah. I mean, if you were to enter through the rear mouth, you could probably clench the the stub and pull it back out through the rear mouth and look at it in a mirror.
In awe? Oh, no, in a mirror, yeah.
To set up a camera on selfie mode. Reach
it's
in,
nice, nice change to be sober, actually, doing that.
I mean, yeah, how does it feel? How many days clean are you now?
I haven't had a drink since, to be honest.
Good lad.
I was so horrified of myself.
I mean, that's what they do, isn't it? They go off it for a very long time and then they just have one big blowout every sort of few months.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but
I won't drink for months at a time. Then I'll go out one day, I'll kiss the kids. I'm like, you won't see me for 3 or 4 weeks. I just come back with stitches in my face and no clothes.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, yeah. It would have been, if you'd fallen through a bush, that would have made the perfect week last week. It was absolutely lovely stuff.
Yeah, it was good fun.
It really added an air of atmosphere to the show, which we can do again this week. You won't have it. I'm having a can of Heineken, my usual.
No, I've had a cup of coffee. I'm going to have a cup of coffee and I've had a Barocca.
Lovely, good.
So orange peel. I feel pumped.
Ready to do this shit, as they say in the trade.
I see you've called this one Sweating Dicks.
Well, yeah, for it's good to give it a flavour. You know what you're going to get. And
That's nice.
Two dicks in a sandwich bag. It's a vacuum seal sandwich bag, and they're just
two dicks,
hot
no
in the
cup.
Sun. Two dicks, no cup. The stub remix. They say, "Oh, this is going to be good." This one, I can feel it already. Big paranormal news.
I was going to say, you got that lined up here. The paranormal stuff.
Massively AF this week.
Superb.
Really pushing out all the stops on this one. Great story.
Pleased to see on the WhatsApp group that an American's got in touch. You ask to call him a claghound on your...
That was wonderful. Yes. Obviously doing the old... I do those video messages where I just sort of disappoint or confuse people.
Tell the listeners what it's called. I don't know. Which one are you on? There's a few of those.
I'm on a few myself. There's one
called... Oh, you're on a few,
yeah? Yeah, there's one called Memo. There's one called Celeb VM. That's a laugh. And Cameo.
Not Cameo, not how many ladies around the world got a real thing to tell you, so tell all the boys and girls, tell your brother, your sister, and your mama too, because we're about to throw down and you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. Bye bye the people as you stop to look and stare and do your dance, do your dance, do your dance. Quick, mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word. Word up.
Yeah, it's not that
big
one.
Kind of Cameo,
but good stuff. Cameo. No, it's not. It's just a normal Cameo. But
just Cameo.
I think it was Memo. Someone.
So who else is on there? Which other celebs could I hire to tell me to Happy Christmas and all that?
Flavor Flav from Public Enemies on Cameo, but he's about 500 quid. So,
are you like 20p?
20 quid. Yeah. So
20 quid.
20 quid. Yeah.
So. Fuck off.
Yeah,
you'll pay £20 to say Merry Christmas or something.
Yeah, and I'll do all sorts. I'll take my top off, trousers off, open myself up, roll over backwards.
20 quid for that? How much you get out of that? Can you stay on it?
I can, but I don't actually know. They do take a cut. What? I don't get the full 20 quid, but they do take a cut, but God knows what it is.
Do you get the lion's share?
Oh yeah, you get a good deal on it. I mean, literally, if you these days, if you're on the internet and four people follow,
why am I telling people to fuck off for free like twice a day?
Well, I did say to you, if do you want to sign up, I'll send you the invite. I get a 5% cut if I do send you the invite. But you said no. I like telling people to fuck off. I can send you the invite. I get a 5% cut, and you make a load of money off it as well. So I'm happy to.
I do like doing it for free though. I don't put people off me telling them to fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, I generally don't.
I find it tremendously cathartic. Just most people deserve to be told to fuck off. Just, let's be honest.
It's the world we live in, and you know they're all scum. Just wait for the sun to explode. That's all I can say. But yeah,
Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the pain? Who sang that? Who sang Black hole sun?
Soundgarden, wasn't it? I think it was Soundgarden.
Was it Soundgarden? Might have been.
Not a bad band.
I used to get them and Nirvana mixed up.
Yeah, I think Nirvana are better, but Soundgarden are very good.
Yeah,
slightly more metal. Soundgarden. Rather than
And Alive, which is the big difference.
Well, I think did Chris Cornell die recently? I've got a feeling one of them did die recently. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So well, good. Yeah, rest in peace, Chris.
Rest in peace, if he is. If I am right, I know somebody.
Big up, Chris.
Yeah, big him up. Big up anyone, really. You know, at the end of the day,
alive or dead.
Yeah, big them all up. You know,
unless they're real wrong ends, in which case, you know.
Yeah,
don't big them up.
There's certain people we wouldn't. Unless the money was involved.
God, no. Oh, yeah, money, yes.
But if you give me the right amount of money, I will. Big up.
Yeah, how much that cost? Is that free?
I was not...
No, that was deep. That was deep.
I wasn't expecting that.
I didn't just hear it. I got earphones on and I felt it.
Oh, we haven't even done the intro yet. Let me just open this can. Rolling on all fours now. I don't know what that means, but I'm doing it. There we go.
Yeah, do it.
They see me rolling. They hate me. Here we go. Just pour this.
Chocolate starfish.
Shall I do the... actually, will I pour this? Do you want to do the Fred Durst rap whilst I get the intro ready?
No, because I don't like that rap. You keep asking me to do that one. I feel like I'm performing chim.
I love it. I love it when you do that rap, though. It's one of my favourites.
Go on, then.
Well, I know you'll be digging this shit right here. Yeah. LMP, Biscuit is right here. Son of, hand in the air, because if you don't care, we don't care.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Keep rolling.
Rolling.
Brilliant. Can't remember the other songs on that album. I bought the album on CD at the time.
Was that summer about 3 years ago where you wore a red baseball cap backwards everywhere?
That's the one, a little ginger but goatee beard.
That was it. And those sort of three-quarter length sort of beach shorts chunky skate trainers.
Were they Converse? I can't remember.
No, they were the big, are they called DVS or something? The big ones.
Yeah.
And the really
VHS. Big, very big,
yeah. VHS trainers.
British Home Stores.
And you had a chain wallet. Remember when you had the train wallet a couple of summers ago, just before COVID?
Yeah, oh, fuck, I love that.
That was wicked, that was. I tell you what, that was amazing.
On the old half pipe with the boys?
Yeah, on the roller, please.
Can't you pay?
Oh, Kyle, I got a new blades.
I got
a fucking new blades, mate.
I've been fucking catching some wicked air, brother. Fucking smart as fuck, brother.
We done a 420 twizzle flip over the bus the other day. Fucking lush, mate. All my mates filmed it, put it on Insta. I got fucking sponsored by BHS Trainers. I'm fucking international UHS BVP fucking rollerblade champion, bro. Fucking lush. Side wheelies, front wheelies, all the fucking wheelies, mate.
All the wheelies.
My fucking father, he drives his Capri at 4 miles an hour, opens a side door, winds down a window. I skate up on my BHS wheelies. I go through the fucking window, over to a forward roll, turns round, goes backwards, says, fuck off, bro, and then fucking shoots off, puts it on UVS video, TV, whatever it's called, Insta, and then all the fucking people watches it, gives me likes, and I guess rewarded with sponsorship, 14 quid a week, and loads of free t-shirts, bro. Fucking lush. You want to fucking get with me, son?
It's good.
Fucking Bridge End Rollerblade Crew, bro. Fucking lush.
The BRC.
Fucking BRC, bruv. We're fucking wicked. We're a strong army of free men. We're all in our 40s and we fucking love rollerblading.
I can imagine. Oh, superb. Why do they always look so shit, rollerblades?
The worst possible wheel thing of all time.
Oh, man. I don't mind that the old quad skates, old-fashioned roller skates. They look quite cool.
Absolutely
like Jonathan E. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
rollerball. Lovely. Yeah.
But rollerblades, come on.
You know, you stand with a quad skate. Well, yeah. I'm just going to call them roller skates because that's what roller skates are.
Good, good.
If you're one of these fucking dongs who wears blades, you need to be kicked in the head with your blades up.
Regen roller posse, bro. Don't take no shit. Rolling single track since 93. Fred Durst, see me do tricks. Fucking all of OPP when they sang Heaven is an Half Pipe, sang it about me. All the fucking crew. I've had green hair, blue hair, mohawks. I've had it long at the back. I've fucking had everything, mate. And this year I'm wearing a red cap backwards because I done it after Fred Durst, but he'd still be fucking jealous, bro. Fucking yo. Fucking, yeah. Fucking serious.
See, I reckon that those idiots, you know, what, and I'm not being judgmental when I say that. I think most of people are idiots.
Yeah.
I always wonder what they think they look like.
Fucking lush, mate.
Yeah.
It's a very strong look. I think
it's a look.
If you sport that look by day, if you've got to do something like go to court or a wedding or something, you know, a bit more serious. The only difference is you wear a black short sleeved shirt, but it's got flames up the arms and around the base of the shirt as well.
Mm, yeah, nice. I mean, there's a bloke who's got like an e-board, like an e-skateboard.
Right, yeah.
That skateboards near me every day. But I mean, I'm quite quick as well, sort of 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dickhead?
No small amount of skill involved in it, I suppose. Yeah. But I'm desperate to see him come off at speed.
I love it. All the skin coming off his face. All
it'd be fucking brilliant. They've just got a pair of like combat trousers on.
Yeah.
Black top. He's always got that sort of can-do look on his face.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him wrap around a lamppost. It'd be hilarious.
Red baseball cap backwards, losing his teeth.
Yeah, brilliant. Superb. If he's through the pavement.
Well, mate, you're all right. You should have been fucking on rollerblades. Bridge end roller posse, bro. Single file on the feet. Rolling, 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 ain't you? You're fucking serious. You're peeing. Fuck.
Yeah,
Bridge End Roller Posse, 1993 onwards.
I see. Now I feel like a huge hypocrite, John, because I have rollerbladed, isn't it?
No, when?
No, I never bought rollerblades, but I did when I went. I went to a camp once as a teacher, not as a pupil.
Right,
and it involved rollerblades, and I found that I have an aptitude for it.
Was it like a sort of Fred Durst Awareness Weekend or something that you?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it was. It was the Chocolate Starfish school special. And, I found that I could actually rollerblade.
Fucking hell.
But I refused to buy a pair because...
But I'm proud of you for that.
You can't not look like a dickhead doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's impossible. I mean, although you wear a nice pair of roller skates and look like you're in the Cliff Richard Why Ever Sound video, you're going to look cool.
Wonderful. I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a very short-lived craze of a thing called the soap shoe. Did you ever hear about the soap shoe?
Soap shoe, no.
Yeah, so the soap shoe was a shoe, as it would be.
Right.
But running down the middle was a sort of a groove with a metal lining and across the center of the foot. So you could run up to a handrail and jump onto the handrail and slide down it on the soap shoe. And only three people took part in it. And there's one man left and he's on the internet and he still does it to this day.
What a knob.
Soap shoes. Fuck a bridge end roller posse. Even we show respect to the soap shoes because only three people have ever done it in history of the world. And one of them's 58 and he's still fucking doing it, bro. Fucking respect. Don't even need a fucking red baseball cap when he does it because he gets respect. Fucking rolling.
Maximum.
Fred Durst. Yeah. Great show. Well, for 17 minutes in, we've done a lot so far. So
well, we're just warming up.
Yeah.
Finished a cup of coffee. And, yeah. Forget, mate, these fucking dickheads don't pay for it.
No, it's completely free.
I'm in no rush to fucking dance to their tune, don't you worry.
No, just let it just come out as and when.
Fucking bunch of claggons, all of them. You're going to have that for free.
Shall we, I could try an intro just to warm us up. It's like a telephone
call.
Go on,
yeah, give us an intro, yeah.
Hang on a minute. I'm just having a... Heineken's going down really, really well tonight.
Sounds like it's going down well.
Okay, I'll ring you. Okay. Dude.
Hi, Mike Bowman speaking. Mike Bowman's Enterprises.
Hello, Mike. It's John Chim Chimney of Chim Chimney Chimney Enterprises. I was just wondering if good luck comes off when I shake hands with you. How are you today?
Oh, John, I can't grumble. You know, I'm Fair to middling.
Very good, very good. I was just wondering if you'd been today and if you'd wiped, and if so, how many pieces of paper had you used?
I don't go on a Monday, John. I tend to take Mondays off. I go on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and twice on the weekend.
Of course, it's a very popular way of doing it these days, isn't it? Hold it in for as long as possible and then just let it all come out. I do find it becomes very stone-like after the first 2 days. Very hard to pass. So I
it brings me closer to the Creator. When if I keep one in for a couple of days, then I always think about good Lord when he was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. And you know, it really brings me closer to God, I think.
Of course.
My Sunday, my Sabbath shit especially is always something which I relish and I really look forward to, John.
Of course. I mean, any man savors sitting on the toilet for 3 to 8 hours on a Sunday with a heavy Sunday lunch on his lap, a pint of Guinness, and forcing the feces out while sitting there reading the Sunday Times. It's a wonderful experience. And of course,
it really brings one's life into sharp focus. That feeling of evacuating oneself and becoming one with the toilet, as it were, you know.
Of course.
Very much is the word ethereal, John?
Spiritual, ethereal. Yes, I think that's a very tangible experience.
Tangible, yes. That's another word for it. Yes. Of course, the only real downside of it is fucking stinks.
The stench is outrageous.
Absolutely awful.
I mean, on occasion, when I do hold it in for more than 3 or 4 days, the smell is very much like a jacket potato that's been left in a drain outside of McDonald's at the height of summer.
Yes, it is reminiscent of that, yes.
Well, either that or salt and vinegar crisps have been left in a puddle, and I find it's a disgusting stench, but I cannot get enough. Now, Margaret, on the other hand, does not like it at all, and she commands that I leave the house if I am to do this. But of course, Margaret does enjoy the process of passing the stool, and of course she gets so excited she'll pass 3 or 4 a day. Of course, there's nothing left at the end of the day, so she will go to the local toy shop, buy some Play-Doh, roll it in the shape of the feces and push it up her own bottom, then plop it back out again, just for the pure experience. And it's a wonderful thing a family can
do. You have to have a hobby, John. I mean, these things get overlooked. They're tremendously good for one's well-being, one's sense of self. Tremendously good for one's what's the word the modern people use these days?
Self-esteem, I think, would be.
Yes, no, not self-esteem. What's the word that or the trendy young
YouTube ratings or
not wellness. It's a word like wellness, actually wellness. Fucking hell! That's the one. Yes, that's the one. No, I remember that. Yes, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head, as it were.
Warming up there. Well, of course, I mean, it's very important that one does just, in fact, check their bowels every day and ensure they are working. But if you do decide to hold it in for 3 or 4 days, it's absolutely fine. In my day, we would hold it in for 6 to 7 years and then release it on our 14th or 28th birthday. And everybody in the village would stand around and look and poke it with a stick and take a small sample.
Well, I believe that the British Broadcasting Corporation made a film called, was it called 7-Up and 14-Up?
A very popular documentary, yes.
And they followed a group of youngsters in the 1960s, I believe, that was the first program.
Yeah.
And every 7 years they would have a shit, and it was across national television. And I mean, there's only 3 channels in those days, of course. There was a paucity of choice, but... still, wonderful TV, wonderful TV.
It was very much a very slow television in those days. I mean,
if you'd watch
perhaps Celebrity Dump Island, where they will show these close-ups of these young people popping feces out left, right, and centre on the beach. In those days, you would film a close-up of young Timothy Jenkins sitting on the toilet, releasing the stool, leaving it on the street to slowly melt away in the rain, or for a dog to eat some, or a child to step in. It would be left there. It would be left.
You've got to push it too far, haven't you?
I must say, I do remember a very popular program from my childhood called Crumbly White Dog Poo, which was a wonderful program. Each week, we would look at a piece of... piece of dog feces that had been left out in the rain, and of course the goodness, the nutrients had been washed away, and all that was left was the chalky residue, which was very popular in Willilock Prime.
I believe there was more to do with the fact that dogs in the 1970s, John, and earlier indeed, lacked the sort of modern diet that dogs have now. Of course, there was no pedigree chum to speak of.
No.
Dogs would chew at a bone. It was, you know, they were very much derogieux to chew at a bone. And apparently, chewing a lot of bones, John, you know, that makes the crumbly texture of the number two, as it were.
Chalky quality.
A chalky quality, that's right, John. Not to be confused with chalk, of course. I mean, make a terrible mistake if you took that into the classroom and you tried to draw a Venn diagram and you just end up, it would disintegrate in your hands and you'd stink of shit. And you'd be known as Mr. Shit Hands for the rest of your teaching career.
Right then, class, get your books out. Time for exercise. Right. Mr. Shit Hands here. Wilkins, what's 4 times 16? Wrong, right? Come up here, smell my fingers. That's punishment. Put them in mouth, right? Test them, right? Remember, if you get it wrong next time, you're testing my fingers, Mr. Shitam.
Is it 64, sir?
No, Wilkins, it's not. You've got it wrong again, which means, you know what it means, Wilkins. Step up to the front of class. Trousers off. Though, no, Wilkins, what I say goes in this classroom, and when I tell you it's wrong, you've got to come up here, and what have you got to do to my fingers, Wilkins? Say it.
You've
got to suck my fingers. That's right. So come up here and in front of everybody else. Shall Indle, you stop looking out that window. Watch this now. This will happen to you if you don't get your maths right.
Sir, I don't like it.
Wilkins,
dog shit.
Open your mouth. Put them in, please.
Oh.
Right, Wilkins, back to your seat. Right then, class, 4 times table. Ian Wilcox, you begin.
1 4 is 4, 2 4s are 8,
right.
3 4s are 12,
right.
4 4s are 44, 5 4s are 50.
Stop right there, Wilkins. 76. Wilkins, you've done it wrong. You know what you've done. You've got it wrong. You've got your calculations wrong. Up to front of class. You know what happens. Hindle, stop looking out that window.
I don't like it.
Wilkins, you know the punishment. If you get it wrong, you have to either sniff my fingers or put them in your mouth and suck them. You know what I'm called, Mr. Shitfingers, for?
Just give him a sniff. I just give him a sniff, sir.
Get to front, put fingers in mouth, begin process, or you're going to Webmaster's office and you know what he'll do? He'll put fish fingers up you. So suck them or pay the price.
You must really miss your school days, do you?
Not the fish fingers again, please, Mr. Wilcox. They were frozen last time and they left burns all over me insides. I can't take it anymore.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh, the fun. Tears of joy. Songs of laughter.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, are all gone. Sorry, isn't it?
Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful song.
So long as long, isn't it?
Brings a lump to the trouser and a tear to the eye, that. Absolutely.
You were the black sheep of the family.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember all the words. La, 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 la. That's the 1 minute.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. That's all we
I just remember that from when I was in Pants People. I just remember the... Oh, they love that, the old Pants People reference.
Yeah. I tell you what, what is nice about this is it's cutting edge and it's bringing the kids in every time.
Oh,
you
fucking know. Cutting edge as AF this show.
I'm going to do a half-hour monologue on Gordon Honeycomb later and the kids are going to go fucking nuts for it, I tell you.
Yeah, do it.
TVAM.
Do it.
Why all not? The classics. I mean.
Yeah.
You
don't do the Krypton Factor. Was that even on Gordon money?
That was Gordon K. No, that was Hello, Hello. That was
Gordon. No, Gordon K was low. You fool.
René. René. Oh, it is so stupid. Mary the Pump. He's the one of the things I remember. Fantastic.
Great days.
I mean, we could call this section memory section or what do you know from the past? This is where we just talk about stuff from the past.
Just call it Do You Remember Stuff? And this is we always remember stuff.
Got a really good one. It was a Castrol GTX advert and it was like a spanner and you saw the Castrol GTX. Yeah, and it would go into the spanner and fill it up perfectly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I remember that one. Good, isn't it? I remember, do you remember there was, what was the advert with a like a cowboy? He's like goes in like a hay wagon type barn place.
I know this one. Yeah.
And there's a bloke escaping.
Yeah.
And I believe he shoots him or he shoots something near him and he stops him.
It was a specific.
He says, go get him, Floyd, or something like that.
Said, it was a, I know what it was.
A man's got to chew what a man's got to chew.
It was a Texan bar.
Toffo.
Texan bar.
It was Toffo.
It was Texan, Texan bar.
It was
a Texan. It was a Texan bar. Honestly, it was a Texan bar. I swear. I swear it was a Texan bar. Honestly.
Go get him, Floyd. It was that one, was it?
I think it was a Texan bar. I think it was.
I thought it was Toffo.
Are we allowed to use the internet now? Reese isn't here to clarify. No, fuck it. Just leave it. Leave it. I'm not getting
paid.
Well,
same as Toffo and Texan bar. They split the cost of the advert between them.
Bridge and rollerblade, boys. Since 1993, rolling single file, rolling hard, 48 plus, red cap crew. Awesome.
Yeah.
What's your tag?
What would it be? I imagine you're like a graffiti tag, haven't you?
We got a tag, right? It's a fucking trainer, but it's got four circles underneath because it represents the fucking wheels of the fucking rollerblade. We put on all the fucking walls where we go shredding, right? Fucking awesome. We get out, right? We go up fucking Newport, fucking Chepstow, right? Fucking up to Morpher, all the places. Fucking legend, yeah. Right? Get out there. I fucking went one time, right? I went to fucking Newport. They had a fucking 7-Eleven. Only other place I seen that is fucking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the fucking film. Awesome. American as fuck mind. Fucking shredding we was. I was fucking doing all wheelies and side wheelies. Fucking awesome. Fucking, fucking awesome, but... Fucking awesome.
We go to valleys with the fucking blades, like, you know what I mean? They bladed all around fucking Merthyr. They went up that bloody, what's it called, that fucking mountain bike thing?
Up top of Merthyr, like a
T-bar, like, and it tows you to the top. You know, it's fucking high as fuck, mine, at the top, mine. We all put our fucking blades on, like, and we were going down fucking hell for leather, like, you know
fucking
what I mean?
Really
and you
fast.
Get to the bottom, like, and they take you back on the top again. You've done about nine or ten times, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, fucking and wicked
that,
it is.
Oh, it was fucking buzzing I was when I finished it, mind. I was fucking proper buzzing, like, it was lovely,
fucking
mate.
Fucking amazing.
And then we all went down to that fucking, what's that big fucking out of like town, like supermarket that looks like a fucking fairy castle? Like
I know the fucking one you mean. Like
you know the big cunt, yeah, fucking, that's the one with a big pointy fucking roof, like
fucking awesome.
And we just fucking catching some fucking air up with their mind. I mean, fucking there was a car park outside, like, because that's where all the cars park, like.
That's a car
park.
We were
fucking proper fucking zooming, like, with the blades on, like, and there's a couple of kids there what had like old school like roller skates, you know, the ones with like four corners on them.
Like,
they was fucking, they couldn't believe what they were seeing, like, because it was like proper futuristic, like, you know, they're like blades, isn't it?
Proper blades. I fucking calls it Shred Central. We goes out with all the boys, like, fucking Spodsy comes, but he's fucking a bit poorer than us, right? So he's only got one fucking blade, but he fucking goes on one leg like fucking Alfire, right? He's fucking through the windows, up the fucking car, shredding across a fucking bumper of a car, right? He fucking turns around, the fucking police turned up. He said, fuck off, bro. Fucking put his own finger up his ass and sucked in front of him.
He gathered a fucking boy, mind, didn't he?
Right, he's fucking
he
legend.
He don't give a fuck, like. You know what I mean?
Total legend. Don't give a fuck, like. He fucking put petrol on his ball bag and fucking filmed it. Got 38,000 views on fucking Insta, like. Don't give a fuck. Can't have kids no more, like. But he's fucking famous where he'd
he
come from.
Fucking want him, mate. He's too busy fucking out there blading, like. Being a fucking complete legend, like.
Ultimate shred, like fucking one wheel, right? Fucking one fucking rollerblade, fucking awesome. Tidy as fuck, Fred Durst crew. Fucking Fred Durst crew, but don't forget it, because I got a fucking tattoo. And if you forget it, I'll fucking punch you and put it in your fucking head, but. We've got a fucking game, right? It's called Ordeal by fucking Rubber Band, right? You get two of the members of the gang, right? Preferably two new guys who want to join the gang, right? You get a fucking big
rookies,
elastic
like,
band.
Rookies.
Proper rookies, like, you know, new kids who want to join, like, a bit fucking scared, right? We get fucking Die the Postie, right? He collects all the fucking elastic bands from all the fucking nearly gun in the week, right? We fucking get him. We say, if you want to join the gang, right, you've got to tie your fucking elastic band to your fucking balls in your cock, right? And the
That's
other
the
lad has to
do price you've got
to
pay, like, innit?
Aye. And then you fucking go backwards as far as you can, right? And you keep going and going and going until your fucking elastic band's really tight. Then fucking Die Hoovy comes in with a fucking pair of scissors and cuts it and bang! Fucking bashes them both in the balls. Fucking, but if you do it right, you're fucking in the gang, right? Fucking Tremorpha crew.
You fucking deserve it as well, I mean. You deserve to be in there, like, you know what I mean?
Total fucking ledge. Total fucking ledge. Fucking, after that, we get Space Raiders crisps and eat them and have a Coke and go home then on the bus. Awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking fun, man, isn't it? True, we're not fucking wasting our lives, like, you know what I mean? We're not wasting our lives, we're doing something constructive, like, you know what I mean?
True, like, true, fuck that. Fucking no way, right? You can take my fucking job from me, right? You can take my fucking benefits, right?
Well, I've got a job here, but I'm saying, but if you had one, like, they could take it, couldn't they?
Aye, that's it, but it can never take my fucking wheels from me. Rolling free, bruv. Rolling fucking free, like, fucking easy. Up on a fucking coast, right? Fucking cruising along, fucking all the girls looking at me. Look at him, 48. He's fucking wicked. I fucking do all my tricks and all. I got a mate who does a fucking hula hoop at the same time, mind. He's a fucking ledge. He's on fucking Insta, mind. Yeah. You want to follow him? Yeah, hula hoop Wilkins, 46.3.
Is that Johnny Bonkers, eh? Johnny Bonks, a boy, mind me. Women fucking love him. Legend. You can't fucking get enough of Johnny Bonk, mate.
He's fucking, I'll tell you what, he's fucking legend. He's not only fucking.
He's got those fucking bum smackers on, like those cut off jeans he wears on his blade.
Total legend.
He fucking roller skates all around fucking Roth Park Lake, like. Total and all the smart totty, they fucking loving him, like Johnny Bonk. He's fucking doing a bit, mate.
Johnny Bonk is fucking legendary, right? Not only can he fucking rollerblade like fucking the devil straight from fucking hell, right? He's got a fucking full body print Star Trek fucking t-shirt, right? Wrapped around sunglasses, and he's got a fucking paintbrush, right? And a can of paint. He puts it up his ass and he paints his name on the floor while he's doing fucking tricks. Fucking awesome. You can't even see him on the fucking internet. He's so fucking cool, he won't let you fucking film him, but he's got 40 million hits if he did it. Fucking wild, man.
His fucking 50th birthday party was fucking brilliant.
Oh, amazing. 50 years old, he's fucking still really in mind. He fucking
still doing it, like, you know what I mean?
Legend is, right? He doesn't even take him off in bed. Fucking wears him in bed, mind. All day long. Keeps his fucking wheelies on.
He
can do
what he fucking likes, mind. Johnny Bonk, he's fighting him off, I'm telling you.
Fucking wild. He's fucking
wild. He told me he's fucking shagging. He's literally shagging like 9 or 10 birds a day, like, he said to me.
That fucking Diane from the pub, right? She got off with him last Thursday. He done a fucking wheelie, stuck his finger up his bum, smelt it, and fucking drove off. He doesn't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck, mind. Absolutely don't give a fuck. You know what? He's made so much fucking money from it. He's got enough money by fucking Talba Samba now. He's going
to
get it.
Well, listen to this now. If you think that's fucking bad, like.
Aye.
Hey, they're only going to make a fucking film of Johnny Bong's life.
Way. Oh, fuck
serious.
That's what we call.
Serious the fuck?
Fucking up. Fucking Hollywood,
it's called Johnny
it?
Bonk,
fucking...
My Life on Blades.
Fucking hell, like, I know they're getting it.
Have you seen, like, Rollerball, a film with James Caan? Like,
yeah,
not a shitty remake. Like, the original
remake
one,
shit, like, I've seen the fucking original, it's fucking awesome. Jonathan Ian.
Well, it's like
fucking
that, right? But instead of James Caan playing Jonathan Ian, having all that moon pie and all that,
right?
It's just fucking Johnny Bonk, like.
Fucking hell.
Instead of, like, a big fucking hardwood, like, fucking oval and a futuristic game, which is based on, like, a nihilistic fucking view of the future, like, where there's corporations run the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? Apart from all of that, you imagine instead of corporations, like, there's just different birds, like, and Johnny Bonk fucking skates around, like, and he just fucking shags all these different birds, like.
Fucking wicked. If I made that film, right, there'd be a scene, right, he'd be in a fucking multi-story car park and he'd be at the top, right, the fucking security say, oi, fucking Bonk, out of here, you prick, you're fucking us off. And he go up yours, right, put his finger up his bum, smell it, suck it. And then he'd go down the fucking, all the fucking access ramps all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, like fucking Frank Spencer, but harder, like.
Exactly, proper good, like fucking all sparks coming off his fucking wheels. And as he's going down it, he's bending down, right, to get a fucking aerodynamics. And he's fucking right in and he's fucking going really fast. He puts his finger up his bum again, smells it, licks it, and fucking runs it to the fucking floor and finds a pair of pants with a fucking shit in them at the end. It's fucking awesome.
The end. I'd watch that.
I'd fucking watch that. I fucking watch it 8 times a fucking day, but and then I fucking learn the tricks and fucking do it myself. Fucking awesome.
But Johnny Bonk was saying, like, they're gonna ask him to do all his own fucking stunts, like.
Yeah, he'll fucking do it.
They were gonna cast like an Hollywood A-list, and Johnny Bonk said, "You having a fucking laugh, mate?" Didn't he?
Fucking Tom Cruise got fucking nothing on him. Can't fucking ride a fucking pair of rollerblades, save his fucking life. Mission impossible. No, fucking bollocks. Mission up fucking Tremorpha with your finger up your bum, smelling it, then sucking it, then running off in the fucking police butt. That's a fucking action hero. Fucking too true.
Murray the Punk. Good morning. I'm free.
Remember Spiker Grove with Jeff on the sideboard? What about Spuggy you and the little tits? Fucking legend, pretend roller boys, fucking say a prayer for you, but because you'd be fucking dead in the morning if you take me on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's filled up a good, 5 or 10 minutes there. So that's,
Not
to keep them going. All the lads and lasses enjoying this, you know, whatever you're doing right now, I just pray for you, really. Jesus. Strong.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah. Ground floor, perfumery, stationery and leather goods, and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. Ba, 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 ba.
Yes.
Ba, 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 ba.
All the classic tropes.
First floor, all the classic tropes. Shirts, ready made suits. Shirts, socks, ties, hats, underwear, shoes.
I think the podcast essentially came into its own when it developed its own
very
unique
much.
Brand of trope. It was Mary the Punk, the opening tune from Are You Being Served, references to Dad's Army, and many, many, many more popular cultural references that had got out of
fashion. Don't tell it, Pike.
What's wrong with your bike? You're the man on the mouse. You're a bloody bad song.
Hey, look at that.
Could I have a sound? Don't tell it, be tired at the moment. Have to sleep. Just sit down. Oh, don't panic, yes, Mr. Manning. Don't panic,
as
Mr. Manning.
As you say, sir. Yeah.
Fuck it. Again, that's filled up a good, 48 seconds. And that's,
must have done easy, that. Easy piece of business.
Nice. That's what it's all about. And you know right now the 8 or 12 people listening are just on the edge of their seat waiting for those New York cops to start talking about shit.
Can they? Can't wait for all that shit.
Oh, it's just holding it back. It's just holding it back.
They're waiting for the Johnny Weissmuller action.
They're waiting. You could hold out for your Weissmullers now. I've learned how to psychologically manipulate you now.
Forget it, mate.
Oh, so we can't get for a whole episode without doing a Weissmuller.
Keep telling them we're doing a Weissmuller in a minute. Then go to it.
Up next on ITV, John Weissmuller in the Weissmuller years. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Johnny Weissmuller in Johnny Bonk. That's all I can see.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, put it.
Reason is, right, I've heard, right, fucking Johnny Weissmuller from fucking Tarzan, right, they're fucking getting his fucking DNA, putting it in a fucking tube, mixing it with a bit of fucking Frogspawn, making him again, just so we can be fucking Johnny Bonk in the fucking movie of him. Fucking legend, mind. Fucking legend. Fucking hell, imagine that. Fucking John Weissmuller with a fucking monkey.
Well, the fucking thing is, this is the thing, like, Johnny Bonk can't even fucking swim, like... No, so they gotta basically fucking make Johnny Weissmuller like, and then they gotta fucking teach him how not to swim.
Aye, I say we're
fucking. He's mad as fucking it.
Hey, the thing with Bonk, right? He's fucking legendary, right? He does all fucking side wheelies, front wheelies, puts his finger up his bum and smells it and runs off.
Johnny Bonk can finger his ass like nobody's business.
John Bonk was the greatest goddamn rollerblader I ever saw in the whole goddamn world. And that kid was 58 when he put his first pair on. You know what was amazing? He could just do a wheelie, then the next thing you know, he'd put his finger up his ass, smell it, taste it a little, and fuck right off out of there before the cops even turned. John Bonk was a hell of a guy. I want to say, I mean, a 58-year-old man in a fucking Hawaiian shirt with some 3/4-length shorts and a fucking red dust baseball cap. That son of a bitch could ride a set of wheels like you never saw before.
Forget about it.
If John Bonk sets one wheel on my fucking territory, I'm gonna beat his ass into the ground whether he tastes his own shit or not. You understand me, you goddamn freaking son of a bitch. Marry the punk. Really hot in here now.
It's warming up now.
Warming up a bit now. The John Bonk ears. Do you even see the John Bonk ears?
You know they should get playing fucking old Johnny Bonk, don't you? If the Weissmuller experiment doesn't work.
Yeah.
You see, the thing about Weissmuller, Weissmuller is very, very happy to be deceased. Okay. If they would like to bring back Weissmuller to life, reanimate him in some way, like in the story of Frankenstein's monster, then I'm sure that Johnny Weissmuller would be a professional. He would go along with it. But Weissmuller would rather be, he would rather stay dead. This would be Weissmuller, his wish, if you will. But Weissmuller, the genius of Weissmuller, knowing that in the future he may be asked to play Johnny Bonk in the movie, Johnny Weissmuller left very, very distinct instructions in his last will and testament that he would wish in a future biopic of the life of Johnny Bonk, played by Johnny Weissmuller, he would like Johnny Weissmuller to be played by Christopher Walken. So Christopher Walken would play Johnny Weissmuller, playing Johnny Bonk.
The power of playing Johnny Bonk would be amazing, but I don't know if I have the real capability to push my own finger into my own ass. What's driving rollerblades across somewhere in South Wales. It could be good, but
fucking best for walking around.
I'm not sure if I have the actual power to taste my own feces, shit, dirt on my finger. I can push it inside, sure, but to actually taste it.
Yes, but the genius of Weissmuller is that you, Mr. Vulcan, would not have to taste your own shit. You are an actor. Just like Johnny Weissmuller was not really a half-naked man who talked to a chimp. He was actually an Olympic swimmer and a gold medalist. You would only have to pretend to taste shit from your fingers. This is the genius of Weissmuller.
The power, the sheer power of tasting one's own feces, or shit, as you call it, could be influential on my role, but I'm unsure whether I could do it if Mary the Punk was involved, or Arthur Fowler, any of these dancers' crew. Dance on me. Strongly influenced by Bob Holmes from Blockbusters would be good. Alternatively, a 58-year-old man in Hawaiian shirt with three-quarter length shorts would be Roland Grange Hill.
I was just trying to help you, Roland.
The kids are going to go shit fire for this. This is
lovely, lovely Erkin Mustafa stuff.
The Demon Sea podcast. They love the Erkin Mustafa stuff. Four stars. Loved the Erkin Mustafa stuff. Brilliant. It was quite sad, Roland's story. His dad was a long distance truck driver. He was no one home to look after him. And of course, you know, he was overweight and he had problems. Oh, yeah, gosh. We've got to make some toast before Mr. Baxendale, or whatever he's called, gets us. Don't worry, we'll be millionaires by Christmas. I've got this idea, Gunch. We could all get gym kits and hire them out to the rest of the classes. We'd make £40 a day. We'd be millionaires by Christmas. Look out, here comes that teacher we don't like very much. You boy. Oh, look out, he's coming down the corner. Put your finger up your arse and smell it quick. Roland. Gunch.
Here comes Mr. Bronson. Oh, last time I saw him, he was in fucking Indiana Jones. And he was bald and he got his head cut off by a fucking propeller.
Fucking hell. I was just thinking...
Fuck me. Oh, Mr. Granger. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Mr. fucking Bronson.
He's fucking
Bronson.
Don't get
his fucking wig off. He's a fucking Nazi.
Hide the toast. Bronson's coming, you slags. What about his fucking teacher?
What happened to Bristol Bronson? He got his fucking head cut off by a fucking propeller in the Second World War, didn't he, the silly kid?
Hide those gym kits and keep your fucking mouth shut, or Mulder Steps is going to fuck you over, you little muppet. Look at it's Gripper Stimson.
Where's Bronson gone?
Fuck Bronson. Gripper Stimson's just trying to rip me off the cunt. I'm going to fucking cut his tits off with a pair of scissors. That's right.
Yeah, I'm stuck in this fucking room. I can't get out of the fucking room for my fucking lunch. Oh, luckily, fucking Zamo's got his own fucking key business and he can make me a fucking key and get me out of the fucking place. I can get some fucking sausage rolls. Lovely. 57 fucking pence. You're having a fucking laugh, aren't you? 16p with 3p for the brown sauce. Yes, fucking please.
Which one of you Muppets just killed Danny Kendall in Bronson's car? Own up, you slags.
Is his fucking fault? He always had baggy fucking trousers on. His trousers are too fucking long for the little short cunt. Walk around the place, oh, I'm fucking Danny Kendall. I've got issues. Fuck off.
You Trevor Cleaver looking bastard.
Actor, mate.
Right then, Cleaver, you gingerhead bastard. Get out there and fucking clean that yard, you little shit.
Now, listen to me, Mr. Baxter. You got no right to talk to him like that. I got rights. I'm going to talk to Bridget McCluskey about you, and you're going to be in serious shit, you fucking knob.
Name and number, boy. Name and number. 4737 Carlin, sir. It's just basically Grangeville has turned into scum. That's all that's happened. Where's your tool? What tool? This fucking tool, you muppet. Bronson, look out. Mary the Pump. East Enders. Bob Owners. TV from the 80s. I remember it. Who remembers Fresh Fields and the follow-up French Fields? A gentle comedy about a couple.
Oh, keeping up appearances. Oh, Richard.
Which way do you want to go down a little in a bath with three men from Yorkshire? Because I can make it happen, you slags.
Oh, God.
Fuck it. What a very strong show.
No, Clegg. Well, of course, Clegg. What are we doing here?
Of course, Clegg, you couldn't really put the snooker ball in a sock and kill a man in a prison. It wouldn't be right. Hey, bang, what about if I put a fucking snooker ball in a sock and kill some gun? 4-7 prison.
No, Clegg. Now, listen to me, Clegg. Get a snooker ball, put it in a sack, and go and cave. Go and cave and compost head from me. No, Clegg. Not like that. You used the wrong end of the socket, Dr. Tapers.
What a fantastic, so much great content. And we have
brilliant.
What was it? The quote by Roland from EastEnders.
Strong
as I am. Massively strong as I am. Oh, yeah. And the Bridget and Roland voice.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Really. I mean, we're nowhere near the AF bit, you know, the paranormal AF, but once we hit that, you know, it's going to be... Jesus.
I
tried to get a job and ended up going to prison. I ended up being in prison week on through Crane Jill. It was horrible. He made me put a sock in a snooker ball, Adult.
You fucking idiot. Try to put a sock in a snooker ball. You put a snooker ball in the sock.
He tried to put his own balls in a sock and beat someone to death.
Oh, Harold, I thought I was doing the right thing. Mr. Big said I'd get cut up in the showers if I didn't do it proper. It's all gone wrong, Harold. Oh, Harold.
Four, you seven, your three, fucking seven. Face no. Name and number, for God's sake. 4737. You dirty bastard.
Here, Harold. I put my cock and balls in a sock. Lock that face no more.
Am I doing it right, Harold? I've put them in the sock. I've just got to wait to go to the prison now. Oh, you disgust me. In a holding cell with your cock and balls in a sock, you make me sick.
Norman Stanley Fletcher.
Oh, God. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, anyway. Strong.
Good memory stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. And then, as we said, the Mustafa Urkan stuff is pure gold.
I love that.
Pure gold.
And the, can remember Lee, I can remember Zambo's real name. Lee, sort of.
Lee McGuire.
Lee McGuire, that's it, yeah.
Fully qualified locksmith. Yeah.
I'm saying, if you need to get the keys cut, get rid of this. Give him a fucking trade.
A very good boxer, but I think he was injured as a young lad, so he never quite made it. But
also comes across well in interviews, to be fair to him.
Good lad, very good lad, yes.
That's Urkan Mustafa, to be fair to him.
Yeah, yeah, good. And he's a DJ as well, which I quite like about him.
Urkan Mustafa is?
Yeah, he's still DJing now. So big up to anyone involved in Gringer.
Getting parties and stuff, or
no, like, I think he does the real deal, you know, like proper, you know, places where people go and enjoy ecstasy, that kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
So,
I see.
Big him up for that.
That would freak out, wouldn't it, if you're on drugs and then you saw a fucking Roland on the decks.
Roland, drop another fat one, Roland.
Oh, just say no. Just say no. Don't listen to anyone else. All you gotta do is be yourself.
Oh.
Don't listen to anyone else. All you gotta do is be yourself. You got everything inside of you. Have faith in yourself. Your dreams will come true. Just say no.
Oh, fantastic.
We are the world. We are the children. This is the choice we're making. We're saving our own lives.
Up in the tree. Great. I tell you what,
I love the charity scene.
Yes, I'm a big fan of it, actually. There's a lot of unknown ones, but there's... Do you ever watch The Late Late Show with Gay Burns on Irish TV?
Oh, yes.
They did one there. And I really don't know if I could mention it on this podcast because it is very close to the bone, a very sensitive issue. But a group of what were described as there are four young lads from Dublin who've come up with this. They came up with an idea for a charity song, and it was the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't say anything else on the podcast because it's mental.
Okay.
But I'll send you that later on. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. What a cavalcade of fun we've had so far today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A real journey through the stars. We've gone everywhere through, you know, the early days of cinema, the heroes, the glory days of television. Invented our own rollerblading hero, who's obviously going to have a movie made about him with Christopher Walken. So that's good.
Well, Christopher Walken playing Johnny Wise or playing Johnny Bonk.
Johnny Bonk is awesome. Fucking awesome.
He can't get enough of it, like, you know what I mean? He's just highly sex, like, he's one of those sex addicts, like, you know what I mean?
Ah, fucking all
the
time.
It's not his fault, like, Johnny Bonk. He just loves it, like, he loves it, and they love him, like.
Aye, fucking hormonally call him, like, he fucking can't stop it, like, you know, it's like fucking all, you go smiling on him when you get close to him,
he's
like.
He's got big balls, like, you know, you see, like, a fucking, like, an orangutan or something, he got them, like, you know what I mean?
Like, that, like, fucking all massive, like, and he gets him out, like, puts him in a sock and he'll beat his enemy to death in him, he fucking put him in prison, he killed four men.
Like, a couple of soft coconuts, like, when you see him.
Aye. Horrible, yeah, like all fucking spongy, like, you know.
And that's Johnny Bonk, like, you can't get enough of it, like, you know what I mean?
Legend. The best 58-year-old legend on rollerblades.
You know what I mean? He's a victim of his own thing.
Circumstance,
like. He fucking does a business, mind he? He always gnarly as fuck, isn't he?
Proper gnarly.
He's gnarly as fuck.
He's fucking shredding, he is.
What's
58 years old.
What's the name of that fucking place? The outdoor place up there. Treco Bay or something it's called.
Treco Bay, like.
Awesome
for shredding mind up there. Fucking miles of tarmac, but miles of tarmac. Fucking up there shredding, making ramps and all. Fucking grinding, fucking spinning.
All the fucking people that are from fucking South Wales be living this, wouldn't
they?
Fucking post-rock comedy, like, you know what I mean? Talking about like fucking places, like, you know what they ever fucking heard of, like, you know what I mean?
Me and the lads, like, we were, like, fucking shredding. I had my fucking rollerblades on, and I thought it was fucking cool because I'd just done a 360 off the curb. But then fucking Johnny Bonk turns up and set fire to his own penis.
Johnny Bonk set the standard, mind, didn't he? He fucking set the standard, like.
Probably.
I skateboarding into a fucking wall again. And he fucked my nose up. Then he took up fucking rollerblading, like, because I can see him better, can't I? We can see him better than he got with a fucking ear on me.
Fuck yourself.
I didn't even bother with the fucking holidays. I just fucking slapped my face in with armor, and then that's why you can't fucking be poppy, but people think I'm extreme as fuck. I'm like a fucking one of them dogs, like a pug or something. But just so long, like, but I'm fucking extreme as fuck, and I'm 58. And I'm fucking holding up every day of my life.
This is not even on the edge. You're taking it too much seriously.
What I'm doing is I'm going parachuting next week because I'm so fucking extreme. I'm not even going to use a fucking parachute. I'm just going to fucking let a bad sheet just fucking jump off a bridge. One of my friends is so extreme. He goes, I'm sleeping bad. You got a fucking sleeping bag and you went down the stairs and you filmed it and you fucking playing on YouTube and you created a new sport called sleep bagging.
Oh, God.
I mean, the best thing about, the best thing about smashing your face, the best thing about. The best thing about smashing your face is. The best thing about smashing your face is. I am going to live. I know what's moving on my own. Like. I am going to fucking count to fucking societal norms. Like, I got a completely flat day.
I'm just flat now. I got a lot of problems breathing, but I'm waiting on the ramp.
I suppose we should. They've had an hour. I think we should give them the paranormal as AF and then. Just get out, really, before, you know, leave them.
Yeah. I see, I think, chop the first 10 minutes off anyway.
Yeah, we could do. So we could, you know.
Obviously, this bit, us staying and chop the first 10 minutes off is going to be in the recording.
Yeah, yeah.
Just chop the first 10 minutes off.
Saying that, if you do keep the first 10 minutes on, that gives them time to sort of, you know, get in the car, turn it on, start the end. You know, the first 10 minutes when you're buffling, you're putting a seatbelt on, you're talking to someone else. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Get them in gently. But
what we should start doing really is giving them the that bit for free.
Yeah,
that's give them the real fucking terrible, worthless clag for free.
Yeah, that is a good idea actually.
And then the bit that's not, well, it still is clag and worthless.
Yeah,
but it's not as bad as the opening bit.
Mm. I mean, the opening bit's the slowest bit, isn't it? So if we
rinse them for the second half.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I would do.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
All right, well, if Reese does turn up...
I can listen to it or not listen to it. I don't give a fuck either way. I'm not getting paid. I'm not getting paid now, so it's no skin off my nose.
It's not off my nose.
But then again, I haven't got... I'm not getting off my fucking nose anyway. So it's no skin off my nose.
All I've got is two exposed holes in the front. And it don't even work properly, you know. To marry the punk.
Oh, God.
Oh. Clowns off. Wink them up and ask me. Get them in the pool. What up? First off, see the moon. Rent 30 meters. Hurt, talk, pay, talk, and win. What up?
Oh, the fun. Oh dear. I'll paranormal them up for a bit of
Give me the spooky shit. No,
okay, here we go. Mysterious ghost dog seen running around ghost. Sorry, I'll start again.
You're right, mate.
Sorry, I know they've waited for this. Paranormal is AF. Mysterious ghost dog seen running around garden on security camera.
Okay.
Australian truck driver Jake DeMarco, 38, was baffled when he saw what looked like his dog, Ryder, running around his backyard, which is
nearly out of time, mate, as well.
Oh, okay. I'll just do the last sentence. It's secured by a locked 8-foot fence, and it's got a new, he's got a new canine ghost pal or something. Should we just stop now? Because it's over an hour.
Yeah, that's fine, mate. That's
wicked. Fine. All right, I'll just
pile that off. Well, it'll be less than an hour, so we'll cut that first bit of shit. All right, leave it in. Leave that ambling shit.
Because at least.
And if the people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Wicked. I'll just.
All
right, I'll turn it off now. Here we go. And should we say sort of goodbye after three? One, two, three.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Demon Sea. Walker, you must be mistaken. It's here. Come on down here and help us. Demon Sea. Paranormal existence. You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.